Let's just bring ourselves all into the center of the day, our bodies, into the center of our beings. Take a breath. Just let yourself come in to your body. Let your consciousness drop down from your mind into your heart, into your belly, and then feeling your feet on the floor so that you're one being together between heaven and earth. Just settling into that place of receptivity and gratitude for the beautiful day that we've shared together. The depth of family and feeling that's created in these events is very special and a very lovely blessing for all of us. And know that the energy that we create here and we create with the entourage of Kryon goes with us out the door and is always available with us. And that the healing energy that comes through during the channels is equally as resonant in healing for you as the words. This is something that Kryon has promised me. And so I give that to you as another gift from Kryon that we have at this time and in this love, the ability to receive healing from the messages and from the soul of those that are beyond the human form.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There's so much to say that I can't say. The reason that I cannot say that is that there are no words. No words that would adequately express that which we feel for you. Group after group, like yours, we have talked about things that are so important to us, to you, the meld between us, the way we feel to you, the congratulations we have for you. Dear ones, inside you, the predominant thing that we see is us. There's God in you. Regardless of all other messages from all the rest, anyone channeling, reading, whatever, if they don't tell you that there's God in you, then walk the other way. The creation story of the planet says there's God in you. The masters who walk the earth said there's God in you. All of them. This is the theme of the day. And what you're trying to do at this point is connect. It is the reason perhaps you would come to a channeling instead of another kind of a meeting. Listening for the jewels from spirit, the things that you would relate to, that which was love. My partner steps aside during these times, and we've used the words that he takes his filters away. And I want to talk about that tonight. Because, dear ones, if there's anything that keeps you and I from joining as one and seeing the light of spirit in your heart, it's your filters. I want to talk about what they are, why they are what they are, and also then how my partner has been able to reduce them. We only do this for one reason. There's an overwhelming desire for you to connect from our side. What do you think about God? What have you been told? You've been told that it's some kind of judging parent, perhaps, one who would then dispense evil upon you, or that which would destroy you or hurt you or harm you or make you suffer. Can you see the humanism in that? Can you understand that it's simply a copy of parenting, bad parenting? It's not God. It's the best you have to figure out God with your filter. And the filter is what you have, which is human. And you apply all things to that. And that's not us. You come from the creative source, built in the image of the Creator. And that image is a metaphor for love. Every single human has the capacity for love. Every human. Even the ones that you would say, it's impossible, look at who they are, look at perhaps what they've done. I am telling you that all of you are created equally in this way. You have the choice to follow the high road to God or not. That's the duality that lives in each of you. To go into a dark place, to talk about dark things, or to see the Creator in you, the light. It has always been this way, and humans are beginning to change. I want to talk about your filters. If you're sitting here having difficulty that this is real, this is going to explain why. If you believe it's real, but then you have difficulty believing some of the other things that I talk about, I'm going to explain why. There is no judgment that you are this way, dear human being. It's only marveling that you've come so far with what you have. What I'm going to call filters is life experience. I'm going to segment it into five places or areas or categories. All of the above, because they're concepts. I do not use the numbers idly, for they all are metaphors of something else. Look up five in numerology, even the simplest of numerology, and you'll see why I chose five. There are reasons behind the reasons. And as we talk to you, I want you to know and to understand this comes from the central source, the source of love, with a hand extending to you right now, saying we love you so much that we can discuss and talk about that which we understand about you so much. First filter is what we're going to call growing up. It's your social filter. As you grew up in your society, you learned about all of it. In the process of being a human and growing up from small to large, you got lessons along the way of what to believe, what not to believe, how to survive, how others didn't survive, what to watch out for, what to be careful of. You learned what makes you happy and sad. You developed that which you call your social personality. You learned about other human beings. Depending upon where you were born, and what your parents did, you came and became one who was trusting or not trusting, one who questions everything or questions nothing. All of this is a filter. Now let us describe what we call the definition of filter. If you're looking at something pure, perhaps it is white light, the purest light that you can imagine, anything that you would put in front of that light that would diminish it, change it, alter it, color it, would be a filter. Growing up is a filter that makes you a certain way as a human being. And that particular certain way is what you deal with all your life. Now, most of you are fully comfortable with this. It is you. It is your human nature. It's also in 3D. Growing up for you, for now, on this planet, is completely and totally three-dimensional and in survival mode. And here you sit, listening to a multi-dimensional message filled with light. How are you doing with your filter? Because this filter that you grew up with would not necessarily tell you that this was accurate, believable, or even real. Some of you have had to deal with it, alter it, change it, but you're still you. This is one of the biggest filters that a human being has, the most understandable filter that a human being has. Dear ones, have you ever met someone who was from a foreign land that is so different than yours that their filter is different? That which they do when they eat is different. The things that they have that they consider elegant etiquette is different. You might do things that would offend them. They would be shocked at, and it's your normal. You get to see their filter is different from yours. So you can see every single filter that you would have, which we would call social or growing up, is unique. Now, there's something that ties all this together, and we're going to discuss it in a moment. That's one of five. It taints what you see, what you believe, and what others tell you to believe. It is strong. If somebody wants to change it, it's threatening. It's in place. Number one. Number two moves around a bit. It is the spiritual filter. What have you been told about God? Who is God? How do you get to God? How do you speak to God? Can you speak to God? What is God? Do you believe in God? Is it possible there is a creator of the universe that knows your name? Some of you have been told there's a creator of the universe who's out to punish you if you don't find out something obscure during your life. Everyone gets punished equally, forever. Is that your God? It changes, and the filter moves around as some of you then accept and deny that which you have been taught by others. Sometimes it's actually part of the first filter because it's part of growing up. Your parents then take you to church or to a spiritual event, and you own that as yours because it is theirs. If the grown-up likes it, therefore it must be all right, and it becomes yours until that which you find that is something better or more logical. Spiritual filters are sometimes unique to beliefs. How about yours? The spiritual filter you have is filled with your past, what you've done, what you have seen, what you have realized, and the changes that you have made that allow you to sit here, and yet you still have a filter. What have you learned in metaphysics that's correct and not correct? Dear ones, the human mind is excellent. at compartmentalizing everything. And you have done that with God in your own way. You must set a boundary, you say, of belief. Some of you still sit and wonder whether the transmission I'm giving you now, to use that word, is coming from the man or the other side of the veil. And then if it's coming from the other side of the veil, is it totally accurate or is it filtered by him? That's your filter judging a filter. Your spiritual filter is important to you, not in growing up, but in life. For how you see the Creator then tempers how your life goes, what you will do. Are you fearful? Are you joyful? Do you believe the end of life creates another life, or does it create punishment or judgment? It's a strong filter for many. It's no filter for some, which is still a filter. If you do not believe in the creative source, your filter then will not let one in if you see it. It's a filter. That's number two. If you put the filters together, then they make that which you're trying to see a little more difficult. Each filter dims the light that you would like to see that is pure. Each one. If I give you a scenario you've never seen before, that you never had when you were growing up, and that's outside the box of your spirituality, what will your two filters do? They'll be in place, strongly in place. You'll be holding them with both hands so that you don't get a surprise. This is human nature. Protect your filter. It is part of how you think, it is your mind. And I'll tell you why in a moment. The next one, believe it or not, very important, is your gender filter. Each of you acts a certain way, behaves a certain way in certain companies because of who you are and your gender. The model of your gender, what did your mother tell you about what a woman should be like? You either honored it and did it or rebelled and didn't, but it made an effect. And the gender that you are, if it is perhaps a woman, you are ladylike or not, depending upon that filter's position. But you still are very aware and act a certain way as a woman. A man has the same kind of thing. What did your father tell you, sir, of what a real man does? And there would be those say, a real man is one who will never back down in an argument. Or another say, a real man is one who has compassion for all. Two different kinds of instructions, two different filters that tell you who you are as a male. The gender filter is a strong one. It defines you with other genders. You have camaraderie with your same gender because you've been told the same thing and you relax within it. Perhaps you're uncomfortable being in those around you that are not your gender. And if you are, your filter is on overdrive. It's working the puzzle because you're not that gender. It's a strong one. What does it bring to the light, you might say? What does your gender have to do with looking at pure white light, which may be the creative source? How would you then interpret it differently as a man or a woman? And do you? And the answer is, oh yeah, you really do. The male filter, that is a gender filter, which is that of the male, will be less receptive to that which is gentle than the woman. And the creative source of all things is the most gentle, benevolent, easy love. Easy, meaning it flows. You don't have to snatch it. You don't have to ask for it. You don't have to push. It flows into you if you let it. But sometimes the male gender filter will say, no, it's got to be different before I am interested. The man you look at was a tough nut to crack. For he had the male filter that said, I'm not crying on your terms. I will not weep. And we showed him how different he was. We showed him that weeping could be a joy of finding truth. And when he realized that, everything his father told him about what happens when a man cries went out the window. And he realigned his filter. But the gender filter was one of the most difficult with him. Women, you have your own issues when it comes to gender filters. And one of them, believe it or not, is that God is always or seems to be a male. That is a filter that you must get around. How do you feel when you go into an organized religion structure where they are all males and you confess your deepest thoughts to a male called Father? That's a filter. How you feel about it is a filter. Would you say the same things to a woman? Better still, what if there was no intermediate at all? And you're simply talking to spirit directly. The filter then is applied when you talk to a human about God, but not when you talk to God about God. That's a filter. That was number three. It's hard to know which ones are the most profound, depend upon who you are, how you were then raised, and what your what we will call propensity is for life. Here is one that you may or may not have, but all of you have one specific, but some strong and some weak, and that is called the logic filter. It must make sense for even those of you who would not consider yourself scientific or logical, it still must make sense for you to participate. There is logic in all decisions based on survival. There are logic in some decisions based upon the other filters. The logic filter sits on top of them all, weighs the ones beneath, and makes a decision of real or not real, based upon the logic of the day. Your logic filter is limited. You can only judge logic by what logic you have seen to be logical. If you have never seen something, you cannot then judge whether it is logical or not, for there's been no experience to put into the pile of computation. But it's still a filter. It may be a struggling filter of logic, but it's still there. The logic filter wants to weigh common sense to what you are presented in front of you. If someone tries to sell you something, for instance, the Brooklyn Bridge, your logic filter will laugh in their face, for you know better. They don't own it. Anyway, you couldn't afford it. That's your logic filter. You dismiss it easily, and they move on their way. The man sits in the chair and channels. What does your logic filter do? Many, it will be cast out completely automatically, as though I offered you the Brooklyn Bridge. It's not possible. It's not in the realm of doability. It's a big one. Based upon your survival instincts, what do you do with your logic filter when I channel? It sits on top of all of them. It's number four. How dark is that light getting? that it's the end of the filters, now that there are four stacked together and they modify one another. And I'm not even done. Number five, not all of you have, but many of you do, and the professionals all do, because it's called the professional filter. What have you learned? What have you learned about the reality of physics, science, chemistry, mathematics, history, anthropology, biology? Are you a doctor, for instance, that is medical? Are you one who is steeped in legalities and knows how the world works and the rules thereof? What is your profession that would become a filter that would get in the way of seeing the light of the Creator? Because everything you've learned has to be put aside for this to be real. The professional filter works very, very well with the first one called growing up. And the reason for that is you do not want to be a fool. The fool does not survive. The fool gets chased down by those around him and cast out. You don't want to be a fool. And the first filter of growing up and social behavior comes into play in the last filter of professionalism. For if you've learned things a certain way, and you even think for a moment you might believe that all this is real, you flash back to what people will think of you in that filter, which is growing up. It's there. It's complex. If you're a physicist and I tell you your laws of the universe are incomplete, there's something within you, even though you sit in this meeting right now, that twitches. Because we've just said you're wrong. And you spent all of your life trying your best to figure everything out. We don't have the heart to tell you how wrong you are. And only discovery will show that, and that's going to be all right, because humans did it. You can have a discovery that's going to put everything you learned on the table and start over, and you'll celebrate it, especially if you're part of the discovery team. That's a filter you can rewrite yourself automatically. But when it comes to me rewriting it, that's different. That's a filter. Now you've got five. Imagine looking at the bright light of the creative source. With physics you don't know anything about and spirituality you cannot comprehend. With a depth and integrity and finesse that you cannot even conceive of love for your soul. Put all five filters in front of it, and you even wonder if there's a light at all. Am I getting through to you the difficulty that the human being has if they do nothing? And now I'll tell you why they're important. Every single filter that you have, from growing up to being a professional and learning science or whatever it is, has been brought to you by a human being that you trust. Sometimes it's a parent, a mother, a sister, who teach you the way of life. They're your mentor, your mold, your model, and you love them. And if along the way there is someone who tells you it's different than they said it was, it is an insult to the one you loved and probably don't have around anymore. Do you understand the emotion of change? Your filter is cemented in place by love and admiration of those around you who taught you and gave it to you the best they could. What an oxymoron this is, that the filter cemented by the love of those around you who gave you what you have has to be put aside for the love of God. If you only knew that they were all tied together, that there was a confluence, a system of taking the filters out of the way just so that you could see the light so perfectly, and yet all of them worked together. Would you do it? Some of you are doing it. May the listener understand this as it is given to you. My partner had severe filters. As an engineer, he had learned things a certain way, professionally, growing up. A big filter of spirituality, growing up in an organized religion. The walls had to be removed, and yet he was taught that by a loving source. He thought it was right. What do you do with a filter like that? How can you then take it aside, even for a moment? What do you do there? I want to tell you what he discovered. And I want you to listen. And some of you will understand it and get it, and some of you won't. It doesn't matter what you were taught, dear one. It really doesn't. The people who taught it to you, whether it was your parents or your friends or your teachers, your loved ones, many of them are gone now. And I want you to know what they're doing. They're right here in this room looking at you, telling you there's more than they knew. There's more than they ever could know. And they did their best, but listen. Because they want to give you new filters. The truth as it is from the other side of the veil, from those who have passed, perhaps, and gave you what you got. The confluence of energy that will make the filters transparent, even for a moment, so that you can see the light and understand, is love. When my partner sat in the chair for the first time, we said nothing. He didn't hear voices. There was no channeling. He would have run the other way. We gave him love, and he wept. It was the great equalizer. The first filter of logic was dismissed completely and totally through love. Everything he thought was not possible by sitting in the chair and assuming that he could then connect to the other side of the veil was against everything he was taught in his religious box. And it faded away in an instant when our arms went around him and he cried. And it felt good. Even though he was surprised, shocked, even angered by something because he was out of control. He's got another filter called control. That's his, not yours. And he did it again. He sat in the chair again and again and again. He sits in it now, and the same love he felt there, he feels now. He's not with you right now. He's somewhere else listening. He's in a place that we have described before that is so beautiful. He's tethered, so he cannot go to the light. It'll give you an idea where he is. That's what we showed him when he sat in the chair. Who he is. The light of God that's inside him. And all of a sudden, the filters started to be transparent. It didn't matter what he was taught. He saw a big picture. Human beings need to have a time frame where they can heal the filters, make them transparent, rearrange them and rewrite them by constant repetition, perhaps, like he did in the chair. It's tough to take a filter called growing up and change it instantly, to rewrite everything you've ever known. It doesn't happen that way. It happens gradually. Each one of you in the room and listening to this has their own filter set that will then be rewritten gradually if you choose. The filters are interactive. One affects the other. And as soon as you are able then to rewrite one, for instance, the logic one, the spiritual one, the others, you start to understand better. Well, this can change if this changes. Well, maybe this wasn't exactly right. I want to tell you about the big filter, the one we have for you, the love filter. It starts to give you an impression of compassion. And you start to understand that those who taught you what they know gave you the best they could. And if you know something more than they did, it doesn't make them wrong. In fact, they're celebrating the fact that you figured it out more than they did. Whether it's a teacher in school that gave you science, which has now been usurped by greater science, or whether it's a pastor in a church who introduced the love of God to you. Whether it was your mother or your father that told you the way things were, and you learned differently. The overall filter of love gives you compassion for them. You don't feel you're insulting them to move ahead. It's called wisdom. The filters will clear slowly by themselves. Sometimes they'll clear more than other times. When you meditate or when you're here, perhaps in a group where others are working with you, and I am here in this state, the filter will open up and you will have an aha that you might not get at home for a while. The more you work with these, the more you apply the common sense of God to them all, the more you ask for clarity and discernment, the clearer they become. And then when they are clear, you still have your personality, but it's not the one when you were growing up. It's the one you chose now in wisdom. The gender that you are, male or female, is not what you were told it should be, but it then takes on its own life, the life you chose, what a woman does or is like or a man is like, who is in love with themselves. Not what your parents told you, or what Emily Post told you, but what you told you by connecting to the source of love. You're creating a filter that is new on the planet. The compassionate human, the new human. That's who you are. The spiritual filter is one you are opening and realizing and creating all by yourself, not from what you were told. You're going to throw away everything that anyone ever told you and create your own by current spiritual feelings and events, by a new energy on the planet that was never there when you started. Professional, no matter what you've learned, your wisdom says you don't know what you don't know. There are better ways of doing the things that you have learned in all sciences, even legal. Better ways than you know that are coming, that are going to make more sense to you personally, the country, the earth. Systems are coming. You'll slap your head someday and say, why didn't we do this earlier? What were we thinking? Because you don't know what you don't know. The filter of intelligence is starting to move, along with wisdom. All things that will embrace the light and not dim it. Dear ones, we've used metaphors tonight, too many of them. We've given you things to think about. I'm asking you where you are in the filter scenario. What is it that you won't let go of and why? Why are you hanging on to certain things when perhaps those who gave you those certain things are even here in an esoteric way looking at you and saying, listen, it's okay. The love of God is here. It's all that matters right now. It's your connection to Spirit. For it's going to give you the discernment you want. It's going to give you longer life, a peaceful life, a self-balancing countenance. Puzzles will be solved. I am crying in love with humanity. And now you know why. Magnificent in all things. And so it is.